Computer.
Compute.
Compute.
Yeah.
Welcome to Crave Reviews, y'all. No, you did not get on the wrong shit. We just over here chirping. I am King Spider-Man, and I am here with Boss Frank.
Yeah, you already know what's going on. It's your boy, Big Boss Freezy, back in the motherfucking hazy right here, right now, Crave Reviews.
And I'm Ryan. Hey.
So, we was sitting here thinking about talking about Madam Web, but none of us have seen it.
Yeah, well, we do know that as foreseen, it's fucking trash. Like, it's fucking garbage.
There's a strong possibility that you may be wasting your money to go see that one.
This is strong, yeah.
Unless you're into that sort of thing. I mean, you could just be a glutton for punishment. How bad is this thing, really?
I don't know, man. Sounds like it's pretty trash. But until we get, I guess, wait for the HD version to come out on the movie sites. Because let's be real, I'm not going to pay for it. I'm just going to wait.
You just got to look up the box after tomorrow. We're going to see what these numbers look like on Monday. That's what you want to see. Because if this movie bombs as bad as I think it is, I wonder if it's going to break
the Marvels
200,000. I mean, not 200,000.
Well, if it didn't break 200,000, that's bad news. That's bad news.
Shout out to Grace Randolph over at Beyond the Trailer. I watch her every week. Normally, I don't watch Movie Mondays. She does a thing every Monday where she counts down movie math. Mm-hmm. She count what she. You know what I'm saying? She tallies up the box office. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Normally, I don't really watch that because I don't really be caring about the numbers and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I think I'm going to watch this one.
Shit.
I think that shit ain't going to break no more than 60.
60 million?
Ugh. I mean, I'm looking at a number. It's not the final. It's not the final number, so I'm not going to go ahead and say that it's definitive, but I'm going to wait and see. Tomorrow, we're going to see what's going on, but it's not looking good. I don't think 60 is a... At least not domestic anymore. That's an ugly number, man. That's a bummer.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you go on YouTube, all you see is motherfuckers like... They're like, man, the web is trash.
I don't know, man.
So, like, they are really just bombing this movie,
bro. Bob Marley is somebody to see, though. It's Bob Marley. But
it's more than a cape movie. We're talking about a cape, man, and it's the weekend. You got your college bros. You're like, hey, man, what are we going to do, man? You could watch Spider such and such, or we could watch Bob Marley. He's like, no, man, let's watch Spider-Man.
Bro, but you already know Bob Marley is going to be the... Madam Web going up against Bob Marley was going to be unfair anyway. Because you got to look at it from both sides.
No.
Yeah, you got to look at it from both sides. You got to look at it from the strategic side. And on that strategic side, you got to look at which audience they going for most. They know... It's Black History Month.
Yeah.
They know Bob Marley is one of the biggest music icons in the world. And they know also that until now, unless I just don't know about it, there haven't been any type of adaptations of his life or biographies outside of what they already done musically. Like,
true.
But this movie is just like one of the biggest, you know what I'm saying, adaptations for one of the biggest Black inspirations that we got in, like, cause he was talking about good shit, but at the same time, a bunch of guys like, yo, let's go see Madam Web.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that doesn't sound too appealing. But this the thing. This is my thing though. It could have worked. Like, from what I know about the movie, it seems like the problem that Sony keeps making, the mistake they keep making, they keep trying to make Spider-Man movies without Spider-Man. And most of these movies, these people are Spider-Man villains or Spider-Man adjacent. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's a reason this shit is not really working. Like I was saying earlier, Venom was a fluke. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Venom is a popular character. Tom Hardy is a good actor. So, boom, made money. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, yeah, let's keep going. We can do this. You know what I'm saying? But then Morbius. It's Morbin time. You know what I'm saying?
The duality of man.
I don't know, man. I mean,
me personally, I like Morbius. I thought that was a dope movie. And Jared Leto was actually a rock star before he started doing movies, apparently. And boy, it was the other way around. But at any point, I thought it wasn't that bad. But I can't see where the lackluster comes in, where it's like you can't really have a Fast and Furious really without both of the main characters. Like, just imagine if Vin Diesel wasn't in it anymore after Paul Walker. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to Paul Walker. They still found a way to kind of make the franchise trudge on, but then it's like at the end of the day, you can't have something that involves someone like Spider-Man, like one of the most iconic characters, period, outside of Superman and Batman.
See, and what I think made them kind of think it could work is because they took a character like Venom, whose origin is tied to Spider-Man.
Directly.
Like, not like as Spider-Man created him. Spider-Man brought Venom to Earth from the Secret Wars. You know what I'm saying? So, there would be no Venom on Earth anyway. You know what I'm saying? Apparently he's a part of some alien race that they retconned in. But
you can track it. You can be like, oh yeah, this is the lineage. I can see why this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like something entirely like, nah, I'm pretty sure that this is entirely not how this person came to exist.
Right. Like, what the fuck?
It's one way to make a movie.
Sometimes you just gotta force your way into it, because that's the only way to get it done. But again, I hope we're looking at it from that standpoint.
It's more than time.
And not just looking at it from the,
oh no,
it's another female cast.
Oh no.
Out here to pander. It's the panderverse.
I'm just thinking about how much money they spent, man. Did you see the budget on there before I pulled?
What was the budget?
$80 million.
Jesus.
$80 million, dude.
Oh my god.
Including I don't even know. Did they even have marketing for that?
It
would make sense.
But it wasn't that far out from when the release was. It was damn near like a house party the way they just marketed that shit.
I guess Sony can afford it. I don't know.
You know what it is? It's like everybody be kind of trying to see what's going to happen, because obviously they wanted to get in on the action with the Marvels. And once that shit kind of just exploded how it did,
it's Morbin time.
It fucked up. It fucked up how that shit, like, really, the momentum that another all-female cast in the same quote-unquote universe doing what they do best. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that's why that shit tanked.
And they still have Kraven coming.
Kraven. He's a hunter.
Kraven the Hunter.
I don't think that's going to be that bad.
I think it might be entertaining because of what you were saying earlier about the actor. What's his name? Aaron Taylor Johnson. But, man, the magical lion shit, I'm just not... Like,
magical
That's exactly
Like, bro, I'm just not with it, bro. Like, bro. These folks got this man. And then it's like, if I gotta go back and look at Craven shit. But from what I remember, I thought that, you know, part of how he attained his enhanced ability, because he was already a hunter, you know what I'm saying? Because he was trying to enhance himself so he can catch Spider-Man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this magical lion shit, man. But this is what might save that movie. The Rhino. That's the villain.
They haven't. Well, he was in Spider-Man 3. They didn't really. Yeah.
Listen.
For a brief second, he was there.
I'm gonna tell you now. I just thought, and I didn't even think about this earlier when we were talking about it. But bro, they're not doing no mechanical shit.
They're doing like a lizard man version.
The Rhino. Yeah, like this nigga finna turn into the Rhino. That might save it.
Yeah.
If that's good, if they do the Rhino justice, and you know what I'm saying, the overall everything is kind of, you know what I'm saying. If it might be good.
How do y'all like Lizard Man in Amazing Spider-Man?
One. Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man. You talking about the lizard?
Yeah.
You talking about how, the way he looked, yeah, the CGI?
What do you think of the character? Like, would you like to watch that version of him again? Or
I'm not going.
Do you thought that was the right direction? Or
yeah,
like, hyper realistic? Or would you want it to be more comical? You know, not comical, but you know, like more crazy. Like you're in the jungle and there's a guy with like an alligator beak, you know.
I think hyper realistic is gonna be the best thing for the Rhino, because it worked good for the lizard.
Cause that lizard looked crazy. Like I was like, this is like a homunculus. Like,
yeah.
This is the thing of nightmares that I'm looking at.
Yeah, that was, but I felt like that's what made it kind of better, because again, like, it is funny that you mentioned that, because the cartoonish version is what we got in Across the Spider-Verse with that universe is Peter Parker kind of bugged out into like
you said Across the Spider-Verse. You're funny.
It is Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh yeah, it is Across the Spider-Verse. You're right. Oh shit. No, because I was thinking about
the Spider-Verse.
No, I was thinking about really No Way Home.
Oh yeah, no, because
it's multiversal.
Yeah, no. But, you remember the opening scene with Gwen Stacy?
Yeah, her time, I remember.
So it's like that, I could see that being like a little too much if they wanted to try to go in that direction for hyper realistic. But making him like a humanoid, almost hybrid, you know what I'm saying? That shit was fire. I'm not gonna lie. It even looked good in No Way Home. You know what I'm saying? That shit looked the code.
I'm just like imagining like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, but with rhino horns. Like a real nigga that looked like that. Yeah, that would be great.
They haven't showed him yet.
Yeah, they haven't.
Because they know if they fuck that up, if they put that out,
yeah,
people and it looks fucked it up.
No matter what they do, people are gonna tear
especially
it up.
Especially after Madam Web.
Yeah.
Especially, look, those numbers. Okay, so Bob Marley. If Madam Web was a good movie, bro, it could have competed with Bob Marley. You feel what I'm saying? Because of this era that we're in. You feel what I'm saying?
Dude, those aren't even the biggest numbers for the year so far, dude. Bob Marley just came out at the same time.
Yeah, Bob Marley finna crush it.
This is competing with like Barbie. No, not, you know, strictly, but technically within a year frame, it's the same year.
Yeah,
that came out, and you saw the numbers that movie did. The numbers that I don't know, man. That's 24. Well, okay. That's not the final number. I'm sorry. No, ignore what I just said.
That's just so far. That's just so far.
That's a crazy number. I didn't want to say it because it's not. I wanted to give it the full weekend. And technically, it's just Saturday. Sunday hasn't happened yet. So I don't want to.
But this shit been out since Tuesday night.
Man, dude, that's a.
Since Wednesday.
That's a crazy. Hold on, let me. You want me to say it? I'll say what this guy. Tuesday,
I think it came out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it came out.
But you know, most movie theaters still had those late night showings the night before.
Okay, so it hasn't been full 7 days, even though we technically are only supposed to give them the opening weekend. 6 day holiday frame. How can you stretch it to 6 days? But whatever. It's been 6 days. 24 million. 24 million in six. We're talking about a Cape movie. And Capes used to do, like, you know, 100 million in a weekend. You just take all.
Sony, just collaborate with Marvel when you make your movies. Collaborate with Marvel. Look, the way your universe is set up, Andrew Garfield would be perfect for that universe.
Gee, 24 million.
Just Bob put Marley Andrew Garfield in got those movies.
42 million in the same frame.
Is it the same frame?
Is it?
Yeah, it is the same frame.
It's the same frame, and it's so essentially double. So all the fanfare that they could have got that weekend decided to go for the realism and above. And essentially above reproach. Like, they was like, yo, we finna go to this Bob Marley. It's Black History Month. I'm not trying to point fingers, but I feel like our people invested.
Now, that is something I did not think about.
Never thought about that. Like, this might not be Juneteenth, but it is a whole month of Juneteenth.
Right.
And I feel like, no cap, that if we gonna call a spade a spade, that 22 million differential was definitely black people. Like, that decided to go see Bob Marley that weekend instead of Madam Webb. And again, I get it. But if you with the bros, you're not going to be like, hey guys, let's go see Madam Webb. Now, I'm not saying nothing about anybody's thing.
Here's a counter. Why would you? Okay, we saw that video. We know why they made it. But Madam Web, man, come on. They own more than just. There couldn't have been a different character we could have made a movie around. Because Madam Web, okay. Like, dude, like.
Okay, who we making a movie about? Fuck Madam Web. Who we making a movie? Negative Man. Solo movie about Negative Man.
Dude. Yeah,
bro, the Negative Man, that raw as hell. Like, he is a problem. Like, do you understand?
Yes,
that nigga is a menace to society.
Yes.
I'm
signing up for the Negative Man solo movie, bro. Sony,
that nigga is a fucking menace to society.
We need a Negative Man.
We just made a game about him.
What do you mean?
That nigga was a fucking problem.
Why you made the game?
I can remember playing the first 12 hours of Spider-Man, and I just finally beat that nigga. And then he teams up with the Sinister Six. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought that shit, that nigga is a problem. I'm like, man, what the fuck is, oh my God. I was pissed. Do you understand me, bro? I was livid.
Oh man!
Come on! Is that a part two game? I gotta beat this now.
I think this is a hot take. I think at this point, all of these studios have lost some kind of money on all of these, like all of them. Why don't they all come together? I feel like they should make like a Sinister Six, or like, I don't know, like some kind of Injustice League to come together and say, okay, Sony, y'all losing money. Disney, we're losing money. You know, DC, we're losing money. We need to collaborate. How can we make money with these movies that should be making money? Like, because at this point, every single Kate movie that does bad is just like dragging down the potential
whole genre.
I think at this point, it's like, okay, this is for me to come up with my red. Shit. This is like Cold Red. We need to all come together and say, all right, boom, who is making what? Because if one of we can't keep making these bombs, man. People are hearing about it. They're reading about it. They're saying, look, yeah, you know what? Fuck Spider-Man. I don't want to watch it either.
And then they put the Ezekiel Sims in there, and from what I understand, he is completely different from what he is in the comics. What I remember, I don't even think he was a villain in the comics. I think he was helping Peter. I can't remember, but I know he didn't wear shoes.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of got that right. But you know, he had white hair. Like, depending on that, I remember every time I think about him, it's just him perched on the side of the building and talking to Peter with his head outside the window.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he's basically like, yeah, I got the same powers that you got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the guy that they were fighting was Mor-Lun, I think his name was.
Mor-Lun.
And apparently he was a part of the society of people who were hunting spider totems across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, shit. Spider totems?
Across the multiverse. What's the spider? Anybody with spider powers. That's Spider-Man, yeah. That's...
Spider-Man.
Yeah, any variation Spider-Man. Of Spider-Man. Silk.
Yeah.
Gwen, Spider-Gwen, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bruh, they could have done Silk. Do y'all know who Silk is?
Silk, I feel like.
Kinda. They're webs.
Yeah.
Like, she literally wrapped herself in webs. Mm. Yeah, that's her suit. So, Silk got bit by the same spider that bit Peter Parker.
The exact same spider?
The exact same spider. She was there.
Whoa.
So is there Peter Parker in that reality that
yeah.
she's from?
Yeah. This is main universe shit.
No, I mean, like, is she like a, like, is there a Spider-Man too, or is it just her? Like, is she like taking the place of Spider-Man where no. she's from?
No, she's from the main universe.
Oh.
She was there. The same spider that bit Peter Parker.
Oh, okay. Actual.
It thing. Bit Peter Parker and her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. So
But she got captured and had been in prison for like all like a whole like I don't know how many years, but let's just say from the time Spider-Man became or got his powers to after all the major events in Marvel that you can think of. You know what I'm saying? And let's say that's maybe comic book stories up until maybe the early to mid 2000s. You know what I'm saying?
She just got introduced to.
Yeah, you know it's a retcon, but that's her origin story. You know what I'm saying?
I always thought it was weird. Like every time in the movies, like Peter would get like bit. And he wouldn't immediately stomp a spider. Because I'm like, if I'm getting... at this point, bro, I'm already bit. Like, you know, what are you going to do? Bite me again, bro? I'm going to... You're dying for that. You die for that.
Yeah. I'm going to crush
the fact that he bit someone else. Like, go ahead.
Like, bit someone else. That's fucking trash. But at the same time, this is why I'm afraid of spiders. And I've said this millions of times. People go, you afraid of spiders? Yes. Yes, nigga. They're problem. They turned... a regular teenage boy into a superhero. Like, I don't think you know. I don't fucking trust these things, man.
You're an insect.
Yeah,
you have hair. Like, no. These legs, oh, the hair.
So they're not insects. They're arachnids.
Yeah, yeah, arachnids.
Arachnids, right. Are spiders, scorpions, crabs. And
they come from the same thing, yeah. Crabs, man. Come from crabs and look it up.
I guess, man. So. Shit.
They are, man.
It's another type of thing. I can't remember what it is. Ticks.
No.
Ticks are.
Yeah. Fun fact, the original Spider-Man costume has a spider right here. That's a tick on the back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's where they got the tick from.
That's because I used to always wonder why the spider on his back was so fat.
Yeah, it had like stubby legs. Stubby legs.
And he had 6 legs. No, he had 3 legs on his side.
No, it had 4. It had 8 because the tick is an arachnid. Okay.
Aside from the fact that they
look it up.
Is that Magic the Gathering?
No, that's his thing. This is what's the name?
Can you pull it up?
Strike Force. I just pulled this up and this is what I would have.
Ticks. How many legs do ticks have? I wanna make sure I'm remembering this right. But I know that is a tick on his back though.
8 legs. 8 legs.
8 legs. Okay.
I didn't know
he had a tick on his back.
I'm going to battle too, so I can see it.
He used to look like 6 legs.
That's the Mandela effect. Spider-Man TikTok location. No, that's not what I want. But yeah, man, this is well, this is the modern. The stubby, did it look kind of like that though, with the stubby?
Yeah. A lot, but see, and a lot of times, see, that's from the movie. The original, like, you had to pull up. Let's see.
I know for those of you listening, this is like a crazy thing to listen to, but
duh, this is
stubby tiny legs, or you can just like Google it. Yeah, this is quite a time. I feel like they need to. They're in dire mode right now, where they need to genuinely, kind of come together as like just like as a business and say, yeah.
Had to look for that Jack Kirby shit,
or like all agree. I'm gonna try this. You guys try that, and then if any of them win. That's the way that we all move. Well, nah, they wouldn't do that because then they would. Yeah, okay, never mind. Nah, because if they all did the same thing, people would get sick of it. But I just feel like you need to do that, even so.
Well, all the movie studios.
The movie studio.
I think more to the point is like you were saying, having different people do the shit like. I feel like what we're discussing is the same thing that's really going on what's the name, starting up the DC Universe over again. James Gunn. Because, you know, mind you, he just really did it B.I.G. for motherfucking Guardians of the Galaxy, who was a true one-off that essentially they knew was always going to work because of the plan for the Infinity. Even though they could have went in any, it's plethora of directions, but at one point or another, they was going to have to tie into that. So, I mean.
And it didn't take away from the individual movies at all. It just seemed like when they teamed up with the Avengers, that was just their latest adventure.
Yeah.
And that's definitely Spider Weaver. That's definitely what I would have expected.
Some of these directors that are getting it, I feel like they don't really have a plan. But at the same time, it's why would a studio that's worth this much money, that's sinking this much money into a project, you spend $80 million to make a movie, and you're giving it to someone with no track record. You're trusting them with an IP, and it's like...
Oh.
Because so even
they got people who were responsible for Morbius.
Yeah,
they got a couple of writers from there, a couple of writers from a couple of other movies that didn't work out.
Why?
I they figured, you know what I'm saying? You put all these guys together, they're all a part of a whole. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to. Yeah, that's it. That's it. She's fired up. And I think that her and Peter Parker are like attracted or something. Yeah. Pheromones or some shit. But damn, I knew it. I lost my thought.
No, you were saying that they got Morbius and, you know, the track record of the writers being like, oh, no, we.
Oh, yeah. Sarcastically, you know. Damn. Where the fuck was I going with that? Fuck. No,
the way you... But I understand the idea. Because it's crazy that you spend that much money and, like, okay, you saw that Morbius did what it did. And I know these things are planned years in advance. But you couldn't say, you know what? Hold on a second. Let me get someone else to look at this. After seeing what Morbius... And some of these... I don't know. These writers, man.
Just get the guys who write the storylines for the video games. How hard is that? Like, I know that those storylines are for video games. But...
Yeah.
You know, those storylines, the people who wrote those storylines can be.
We were just discussing this about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We're not going to get off topic with that. But yeah.
Did you see the Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem? Oh, you got it. You have to see it.
I have been like...
It's good, bro.
I've been so jaded. Honestly, I haven't been watching anything. I know I talk a lot of crap about like modern, like, you know. But like, I really am jaded, dude. I think apart from the three things that that recently, like literally last week got announced, I had no interest in watching anything coming from Hollywood. I've been just disappointed so many times, man. I'm like, man, they're doing this.
Look at him massacre, my boy.
The same time that they announced Kong and Godzilla and Planet of the Apes, they also announced, and none of y'all are going to know this, Wicked. This is probably the gayest thing for me to admit that I'm a fan of, but I'm a fan of Wicked. It's a Broadway musical of, you know, The Wizard of Oz, right?
The Wicked Witch.
I literally can tell you, I can sing the music from that entire Broadway musical word for word for almost all the songs. And I'm watching the trailer for this, and I'm like, she, no offense, is not black. She's not. We know what she looks like.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't be an issue if it wasn't for the fact that they changed the music to make it more hip-hoppy in the trailer. I'm like, they did it in the trailer. I'm like, so it's not even the song that I, you know, memorized. And I wouldn't care to admit to anyone.
Like, I'm mad about this totally irrelevant thing that I can do.
If you've seen the meme of, like, the IGN meme of, like, these four guys sitting down watching, like, a announcement trailer, and it starts with them just being, like, looking, you know, calmly at the trailer, and then they announce the name Wicked. I'm like, yeah. And then the very next panel is just me being disappointed because in the trailer you ruined the song. So I don't know. All the other songs are probably different now. That's Hollywood. You can't even make Broadway. I mean, Broadway does it. It writes it for you, and you can't even just copy that.
Yeah. Bro, you talking about, bro?
How about the fact that everything they adapt is written for them already? These stupid fucks just want to adapt it. Like, what the fuck? It's already written.
It's already fucking written, nigga.
I have to make this my art.
We already knew that nobody would have ever guessed or suggested that Mystique turned into a man instead of just having a fucking kid with Azazel. How hard was that? No, you know what I'm saying? Like,
whose idea was that?
Bro,
listen, no offense.
That is
to
the dumbest shit in the world.
Q community, but man, listen. There are gay characters. There are LGBTQ. I'm sorry.
So
LGBT characters. They're out there and they're good ones. I bring up One Piece. Look into Mr. Two. You know what I'm saying?
And that's conservative Japan. Japan is hugely conservative. They don't talk a lot about that stuff.
Like, we don't need to make other characters who have no prior history of being
representative.
You know, representative of the LGBT community. You know what I'm saying? Just all of a sudden, we gonna make this character do this. I mean, I know it's fiction, and there you could literally all of a sudden make a character do something. But what I'm saying is, we want these stories to be good, and we want them to make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no reason to bully or just punch your way into it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then if you want a character in that way so bad, just make a new one. Like, you could literally make a new one. You know what I'm saying? It's creation. You know what I'm saying? You could give yourself a God complex if you want to. It don't matter. Just make a new character. I do it all the time. I got a list of characters and ideas in my phone that I think of all the time. And as soon as I get time, trust me, that it will be weaved into my stories. So it's like, why did Alan Scott have to all of a sudden be gay? You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck did Tim Drake have to all of a sudden be gay?
And
John Kent, like, what are we doing?
I know exactly how these people come up with the ideas that they do, because I've sat in those kinds of rooms, but like on the small stage, right? You get in there and you say, okay, well, how can we get this? How do we make money? It's like, well, we can adapt this thing, right? This was popular. Okay. So we're adapting this thing, and we're hoping that we can just kind of skip the entire, like, marketing step somewhat, right? By just directly appealing to the audience that's already there. Okay. Now we're going to go ahead and change things because we have to check boxes. We need to represent Hispanics. We got to represent... what's it called? Like, people who are crippled. We need to represent all kinds of different, you know, sexual preferences. And at the same time, this dialogue here, this is problematic, so we can't really say that either. So let's go ahead and remove that so that everyone can feel like they're loved. Meanwhile, the audience that you are trying to cater to is also watching this and saying, this isn't the thing that I love. They're going to talk mad shit online, and they're not going to watch it. And they're not going to tell their friends to watch it. And their friends have never heard of this thing before. What's making them want to watch it? You don't have the fans, and you don't have new people coming in. That's why these movies are going to keep bombing.
I mean, that's literally kind of the conversation that Quentin Tarantino and... I think Martin Scorsese was talking about, like, motherfuckers is going to see superhero movies, but they missing the real essence of what the movies were about. You know what I'm saying? And it's like almost a fatality. Like, you giving these, you they really were saying that you making a hype about shit that's not gonna last because they're doing too much and not putting in the effort that was there before. You feel me? Whereas you got people like Quentin Tarantino, who does have a long, you know what I'm saying, a very long fucking, you know what I'm saying, career list and career history to where, damn, what could have changed to have his insight into some of this shit? What would have happened if he had insight into some of this shit and he started making some?
Just piggybacking on what you're saying, we have these literally who's directing movies. Why is it that no one is... There's no way they couldn't have tried to ask Quentin Tarantino to do it.
He probably said no.
You try. You can pay him. We're talking about Disney. And we're talking about pandemic Disney.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of those people, like, they'll not do something because they're straight. They don't need that money. You feel what I'm saying? They'll just be like, they can, like, they're at the point where they can do what they do.
Yeah.
Based on their passion.
Quentin Tarantino, you know, he's known for hating. He hates comic books. He doesn't like the craze or any of that. I think it's an interesting idea to have someone who absolutely hates it and say, look, man, we're giving you this obscure property. There's so many obscure ones, and you say, hey, make a movie about this. No one's going to watch it anyway. But just say you make a movie that you think is...
Tarantino make a superhero movie, that shit gonna be fire.
It's gonna be crazy.
And everybody's going to
see it.
It
writes itself.
He knows that. That's why he's not gonna do it.
I'm not.
He knows that shit will single-handedly save the genre.
Bro, I promise you.
Quentin Tarantino, if you do that shit. I need you to do the question. I need you to go to DC and do the question. And then go over to Marvel,
bro.
And when you get to Marvel, you can do
ideas and comments that I feel like
you got Quentin Tarantino, you got Guillermo del Toro, and you got Gary Sanchez. Oh,
it's such a powerful meeting. Like, look at that. Look at what they were able the stories they told with Watchmen, and you're telling me Quentin Tarantino couldn't not saying those specific characters, but something like that that's adjacent, that you can say, yo, do what you want to do with this, because no one's watching this shit anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's your ideas. This is an obscure thing, it doesn't really have that many fans, try it, and if that works out, you go from there. But there's so many directors just like him. The Coen brothers.
Ooh.
How have the Coen... We haven't tried to get them writing anything. Those niggas can write.
If Quentin Tarantino did a movie about The Hand, do y'all know what... Okay, so The Hand is a ninja clan in Marvel Comics. Fun fact.
They were
at
the foot.
Yeah. I was just... Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Danny Rand.
The accident that gave Daredevil his abilities,
yeah.
That old man,
Yeah.
That's the old man that the little boy pushed out of the street for the Ninja Turtles.
Damn. There it is.
You know, man. Yeah. It's all connected. Allegedly.
The foot.
Fiction lore.
The foot plant.
And I think the creators of the Ninja Turtles kind of did that on purpose.
I saw a documentary. They literally said that they were.
They did.
Because when you said The Hand, I was like, it's a clan. I was like, wait a second, The Foot. I saw that documentary.
Yeah,
there's a documentary about like them making it, mm-hmm. like the Ninja Turtles the first time, and mm-hmm. they were like selling crappy newspaper. I don't know, but yeah, they straight up did an homage to that.
Right.
And built a franchise off of it. By the way.
I'm talking about mega franchise. And didn't even hurt the original shit, because the original shit is popular too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Daredevil's not as recognizable as the Ninja Turtles, I don't think. But,
yeah.
You know.
I feel like me personally as an avid moviegoer, and just being, you know what I'm saying, a movie buff, and Ben Affleck is like, you're going to, like, Daredevil is definitely a household. Like Ninja Turtles and Daredevil go hand in hand. Like, niggas have heard of both. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, niggas have heard of both, but nigga, Ninja Turtles was a worldwide phenomenon. You have no idea.
At this point in age, yeah, probably not at the start of their conception.
I'm talking about when that movie came, bro. That song Vanilla Ice, that Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go, Go Ninja, Go, bro. That shit was a real worldwide phenomenon, like for real.
Like aunts, like my family, like my family. We're talking about like down island, like islanders. You know, think about what we do for fun down there, right? My family heard about Daredevil when I was watching it on Netflix, and they love it. It's a good, right? So they know what they know who you know Daredevil is. Ninja Turtles, like they know that. Like, before any kind of movie or anything like that, they saw, like, the 90s movies from, like, back then. And they know about that. Like, my sister knows who it is, and she's, like, totally out of the loop. So, like, in terms of, like, popularity, Ninja Turtles is a household name. I would say more so than Spawn, which is Spawn, you know, is a similar...
more so than Spawn. Bro, that the Ninja Turtles is the reason you had Street Sharks and Biker Mice from Mars and Battle Toads.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they was trying to duplicate that shit.
The toys are like universal. People know the toys. Like, I'm buying
for them. Right.
So they might not know who they are personally, but they definitely can recognize, like, oh, that's one of those freaking turtle toys with the long name that I can't remember what it is.
If
like,
you tie a mask around your eyes, the first thing they're going to say is, you look like a Ninja Turtle. If your head is fat in the wrong direction, they nigga gonna say you look like a Ninja Turtle.
Niggas don't know who artists are, but they know who Donatello and Michelangelo. They're like, oh yeah, you talking about the Ninja Turtle, right? He was the funny one who had the nunchucks. Yeah.
But that's probably. I mean, that's true. I mean, that's the Ninja Turtles for me. Again, it comes from. It's not gonna come from the cartoon. It didn't come from the movie yet.
Yeah.
But what it did come from was a VHS of a live taping of the live
action.
Yeah, like it was like a performance that they did on stage. It was like it was a show.
Like a Broadway.
Like not even Broadway. It was like a kids musical show. Like where the nigga, when I tell you. Gee, that shit, that's one of the first letdowns in my childhood. If we gonna take this walk. The fucking tape. Gee, I watched that shit so much. The tape got stuck. I had a TV.
Yeah.
And this is how it was a fucking 14 inch. You know how small that is? With the built in VHS at the bottom. The fucking tape got stuck in there. Couldn't get out.
Yeah, that's happened to me. I have a it's one of those like CRT TV.
Well, not yeah,
it's a computer, but
like
that
a real...
same thing happened. I forget what brand it was. Was it a Vizio?
I don't think
but
Vizio.
Like,
I think
it
was like
on Zenith. The top. It was like on the top lip of my VHS player in the TV, and I couldn't get it out. I tried getting like one of the like the butter knives from the kitchen. I was
like, damn, bro, that shit did not come out there. But when I tell you, that was probably out of the movies and everything, that right there was probably the best piece of any Ninja Turtle fanfare I could have ever gotten.
I was terrified of them.
Really?
I saw the comics, and I remember, because I saw my initial exposure to Ninja Turtles was through the movie, the second one to be exact.
Mm.
And then the TV show. So I remember being like, oh yeah, pizza is fucking awesome. Like they talked about pizza and they were like, Master Splinter was like this, like, he's like, oh, you have to be, you know, loose like water. Like, and they're like, they're talking about like, come on, man, you know, pizza, right? Like,
yeah.
And the TV show was just full of color. And I was like, okay, let me try the comic. And I remember looking at that because a friend of mine had it. And I remember being like, I don't know why, it was like unsettling to look at.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, this is pretty
graphic.
It was
an unsettling comic.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty, that shit got graphic. Them motherfuckers would really whoop your ass to death. Like, yeah.
Literally, there's blood and everything. Yeah,
to death. Yeah, shit's got bad. But that's why I said, like, outside whatever edge people can go for, man, I encourage everybody to try to find the footage, if not the entire performance. It is a live performance from these niggas, and they are wearing the suits from the movies.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah, they're in full, but imagine them fighting Splinter. I mean, not Splinter, but Shredder and the Foot Clan on stage. It's like how the WWE used to have moments where they'll be backstage and the camera back. These niggas is having a whole thing while performing. Like, this shit was busting, G. It's great.
I have a thing here. Here's a thing, right? We talk about how they can make CGI characters mixed with people look realistic. And that's what most of these movies do, is they go straight to getting a CG person to animate it. You look at, like, Teenage Mutant, the 90s. What did they know in the 90s that we don't know now? Because you had, what was that, Dinosaur? Dinosaurs? The Disney rom-com or family, you know, the family thing?
Yeah, Dinosaurs.
Look at the special effects. Like, for the puppeteering and all of that. Because, like, there's the guys in suits. Mm-hmm. They have the eyes that, like, you know, they can... They close and open. They talk and it looks like real skin. I would be surprised if they weren't the same people that did, like, Ninja Turtles. Like, there's so many different, like, live action stuff done with puppeting, like Star Wars and all that looked realistic that they just won't do now. And I feel like Dinosaurs and, like, the Ninja Turtles from back then looks so much better than just, like, straight up CG character of, like, Nickelodeon's Ninja Turtles from, like, 2014 that they made it. Like, some action stuff you need to have that, but I feel like you could get away with a suit for a lot of it.
That's a debate we mean this, bro. Nigga Ben had.
Me and this nigga had a full debating about this debate
for eons.
And I've said, we've
been debating about this for hundreds and hundreds of years.
I've always said that
Who's on the side of the puppets and who's on the side of the CG?
I'm puppets. Well, suit. I'm really guy suit.
Okay, so just as a question to you, remembering how Dinosaurs and how, like, you know, the Turtles movies and stuff looked, would you say that would be something that you could get away with today? Like, if we're comparing it to some of these, like, you know, the poop monsters from from Green Lantern, right? You know what I mean? If you could make a character look and feel like an actual dad for 12 seasons of a dinosaur TV show, and I can't even, like, watch 5 minutes of that poop monster. Like,
you talk about Parallax.
Yeah.
Don't you disrespect Parallax like that. Nigga, this is Parallax.
Poop monster. But that's
I don't know. To be honest, my only concern about the suits is the mobility.
This is where the debate really was about. Now, the mobility, and we were talking about the movies, and the reason why I felt like those were better was because it was a nigga in the suit. Underworld is also a very great contender for nigga in animatronics, because, mind you, all of the lichens or all the wolves when they transformed were CGI. But for the majority of the shots, a nigga in a suit. They even put special prosthetics and had special things for them to actually wear to just be able to move with the hindquartered legs that dogs have. Like,
the extra mile, man, to make it look.
And it looked great. Those wolves, those are probably some of the best werewolves I've seen in movies.
I'll do you one better. Because, like, on top of them being able to do some stuff in suits, and maybe you can make an argument, okay, they do suits and CG, but I'd say they can do anything on the screen now. Anything. Yeah. If Henry Cavill needs to be Superman, but he has a Hitler stash and he's not shaving it, and you can CG on a mouth onto his face, you can get a puppet have it do its thing, filmed in real time, and then use. No, but it's a puppet. It's a puppet.
No, I'm talking about the Superman
shit. Yeah, it was bad.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
That's a bad example.
That shit was horrible. But that was a step in the right direction, though. They was trying to wade in the water with that shit. They just got a little too far.
You film the dinosaur's dinosaur with the puppet, right? And then you go in and you touch it up with CG. That's the best of both worlds. Because then you can get your dynamic shots or whatever it is to make the movement look great, however you need it to look. But you also have that real world, tangible, in your face, actual thing that's tying it to reality. So that it doesn't look bad.
But see, and that's what I was saying about even with the mobility. We got so much shit that's up to date. The suits that they were wearing back then versus the suits that they can create now with the shit that we got now. The mobility is getting that type of suit and putting it on a nigga like Tony John and telling him to go for broke. There's your mobility. He's going to be unboxing the shit out of people as Michelangelo. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. Like, no cap.
Ooh, that would be...
He would be Aunt Nigga.
But
he would be whooping a lot.
He wouldn't voice Michelangelo.
No, I mean, of course not. But I'm just saying, though, like, because, again, you got Javier's out here in the world. Javier Macias, man. Shout out to that man.
Shout out to Hav.
You know what I'm saying?
He titty out Scoop Hav.
10 scoops.
No, titty scoop. Yeah. Y'all got to go back to one of them old Crave Review episodes to get that one.
Yeah, man, titty scoop hop, but yeah, man, he's another person that you can put in a, and then not to mention the shit they was doing back then. Imagine the type of foam posit molding they can do now, to where that shit can just really fit the person that is on, to where it's like you wearing nothing but like a glove, or like you wearing just like a regular suit.
So what Disney needs to do is they need to go on Sesame Street and hire the entire crew, because the niggas like puppeteering and all that stuff in Hollywood is like a lost art. There's no one doing it aside from, like, you know, certain places, and it feels like those places are all like kids shows. Like,
Happy Time Murders. That was probably the last super puppeteering thing I've seen, because I can't remember the last time I've seen a Muppet special.
No one fucks with that stuff, and even Muppets is like a hand puppet. It's not even like, well, you know, like Big Bird is, you know.
Oh wait, what type of puppeteer you talking about? Like,
like actual like dinosaurs, like the full on suit on top of, like,
you talking about I don't even understand.
I'm sure they've probably made like a documentary on how those work, but I can't wrap my head around how you can like make that thing blink and like just be like a guy. This thing is like sitting on top of you like this, and you're doing the hand movements with this, and
you talking about that type of puppeteering.
Yeah.
You talking about the animatronics. Them motherfuckers.
That's like a lost art. Like,
geez, they don't use animatronics for shit. Like, like you said, like, they might use it for a Jurassic Park. You know what I'm saying? That, but for the scale that they went on that show, where you're like puppeteering a humanoid thing that interacts with people, like, yeah, they don't do that shit no more. They really don't, because everything could just be CGI. But that's what the whole catch-22 would be if you got motherfuckers like Chopper that's got one of those type of setups for the live action. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just gotta wait and see, I guess.
Chopper's gonna be mostly CGI, and we already see the thing on the Avatar trailer. That's kind of a something we can go by to imagine how Chopper's going to be like. Crave Reviews, thank you for listening. This is King Spider-Man. You can follow me on all social media, KINGSPYDAMANN. All social media.
Yeah, yeah, you already know. It's your boy, Big Boss Freezy, back in the motherfucking easy. You can find me at _BossFrank on Instagram. And you can, of course, go listen to my podcast, Who Really Gives a Fuck, streaming on all platforms as well. And your boy, King Spider-Man, will also be on there.
Hey, and this is Ryan, and I'm just happy to be here. Find me on Instagram or not, you know, it's great. Just look for my name, and maybe I'll show up, and maybe I won't.
Ryan 7?
Ryan FF7.
FF7. Yeah. Flying fuck 7. No. Fucking Francis.
Final Fantasy.